Joining us now in studio are the mayor of Northfield, Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good, good. And you brought along City Councilor Susie Nikasian as well. Good morning, Susie. Hey. Thank you so much for coming in today.
It was fun. Thanks for having us.
We are going to focus on the river today. Yeah. And part of the strategic plan, and I guess, Mayor, we'll start off with you, of course. Last year, you spent a good portion of the year developing a strategic plan and making sure now that the steps are following through in the proper order. Let's talk about the river and how that fits in with the strategic planning.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. So you're right. So one of our, not our only, I guess, but one of our first priorities on the strategic plan is economic development, right? A community that's economically thriving. And one of the initiatives underneath there is riverfront expansion or an enhancement. And that's to enhance the asset of the Cannon River as unique sense of place in an effort to strengthen downtown retail and visitors to Northfield. So as I was looking through our founding documents last night, comprehensive plan, economic development, TIP plan, it's been in our, the Cannon River has been highlighted in so many different places as really a strategic asset for us as a community. And how do we utilize it? How do we enhance it? How do we put people on the river? How do we turn our businesses to the river and utilize it really as an asset, this vibrant, living thing that really runs through our community and keeps it, I don't know, it's just really fun. Not all communities get to have a river that runs right through its downtown. And so this has really been highlighted in our strategic plan as an initiative that we really want to take advantage of. And Councilor Nikasian has really been major advocate, cheerleader of making sure that we're taking advantage of the river, putting those initiatives and items that have been in our long-term strategic or founding documents, really putting them into practice, getting them done. And so that's why I really wanted to have her in here, and that's what she wanted to talk about this morning. So
yeah, let's talk about that. You look historically, Northfield's, of course, not the only city to have a river, but it is a big asset that runs through. Attitudes towards the river have really changed over the course of the last few decades. You know, it was built as a business, you know, mills and everything. So the business end was facing the river. Now, I guess we kind of want the business end to face the river again in a different way. It kind of grew the other way with Division Street and streets facing there. But that's to retro do something like that, you need to be creative.
Amen. And to involve all the people that are quietly thinking about this, because I do think that the river has always been the heart of the city, even if a quiet, a sort of sleeping presence. The mill that's right there, of course, was found. The city was founded there because of the river, the falls. And, of course, that mill is continuing to, has made Farina continuously for all these years and is making it as we speak. So the river, it is, for me, the easiest thing that we can do for economic development for Northfield. When I moved here, I was so struck by the beauty of the river and the fact that we have our backs to it. And my study of other cities and river cities around the state and country have shown that within years of articulating the river in some way, but when the city invests in it, every business turns around to face the river because human beings enjoy the action and beauty and natural quality. And although our water quality could be improved, the beauty of the river is beyond question. And the other thing is, if we develop the river and use it more, people will appreciate the ecosystem of the river at the same time.
Yeah, you know, if you look at the river, we're right here by the 2nd Street Bridge. On the other side of that, you've got nature and wildlife. Then you've got the town. And then on the other side of the third Highway 3 bridge, it's back to nature once again. So there's, you know, this interruption in here. Incorporating, I guess, more of that into the town, easier said than done, but there have been a lot of ideas floating around, and those are what I want to talk about. Floating around, no
yeah.
pun intended.
Yeah. Well, this is the reason why the strategic plan is so helpful. That you know, I have a memo, and I hope you won't mind me mentioning them on the radio, putting a shout out. But many residents of Northfield will know that this is something that people have been talking about for a long time. I have a memo from 1979 in which former city council member Jim Harride, darling Jim, and advocate of the river and resident of the river and well-known Northfield leader, says, "Let's make 1979 finally the year that we do something about the river." I have that. I'm going to frame it and put it up in City Hall. And it is something that, anyway, it's just been on our minds for so long. So may I go back to the comment you made,
sure,
about the asset of the natural environment on either, mm-hmm, side of Northfield. People that enjoy canoeing, kayaking, recreational use. I'm part of the recreational development of the regional trails that go to the south and even connect. This is bike trails and walking trails that even connect as far as Iowa. And their trail system is eager to connect north to us. This may seem frivolous to some people, but the economic development that comes with trail developments for cities around Minnesota is uncontested. It just radically increases what we call heads on beds, people that come to visit, stay, spend money, enjoy the community, so that we can connect not only a bike trail, but a regional park now that we've created. And significantly, those, if anybody has been on that river for canoeing or kayaking north of the dam and then south of the dam, those are very beautiful areas, and they're both of them on internationally significant bird flyways. Birding in America is a huge economic development driver. Billions of dollars in revenue are attested to the people that travel all over to find their birds flying. So we're really beautifully situated, and we're now in the position as a city to articulate the river to make people more aware of it.
Recreational use really seems to be the key, or at least the driving force of getting a lot of this stuff done. You know, we've seen the trails develop in our area along the Acanon River. And it's not only recreation, but it's also, boy, we've seen success with the businesses, the restaurants, who are along the river in the summertime. Man, they're packed. Building upon those ideas, is that kind of where you're starting from?
Yeah, the image that I like to think of is a string of pearls. I mean, the riverfront here is a string of pearls, and if we were to be successful in creating the ribbon to run through those beads or pearls, making it easier for community residents of all ages and abilities to navigate. We have a lot of it in place already. This is not a very costly, you know, there'll be investment from the city, but it's not lavish. And we can do that in a way that doesn't disturb but enhances both the ecosystem of the river and the flood mitigation strategies of the city, because, of course, that's a big concern, too. So that ribbon concept, I think, is one I like to think of. Don't you, Rhonda?
Mm-hmm.
I know. How do you think about the river when you...
Yeah. Susie is absolutely right. So you utilize our parks that are already designated along the river, Babcock Park, Riverside Park, our rodeo grounds, underutilized. Use for the rodeo, that's great. The dog park is there, but it's clearly an area that could be enhanced and could stand some beautification, right, to make it a more attractive place where people really want to be. Ames Park is a pretty dormant park. It's very attractive in that it's got trees, it's got green space, but if you really look at our river, it's pretty quiet. If you look at historical pictures, you'll see people ice skating on the river. I'm like, how did they do that? Can we do that again? I love that.
We have one of those in our lobby here.
Yes. So it's just so fun, and for us to be able, we should be capturing the potential that the river has to really be an economic draw for our community and make our community an even funner place to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have such great assets, and a lot of communities out there are trying to mimic what we already have. So there's been a lot of work done. Our river walk is just absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. But there are smaller communities than us that have been really successful in enhancing the cultural offerings of their community, like Lanesboro. Lanesboro is really small, but they have succeeded in keeping their community really bustling with activity. It's just really amazing. And that potential is really there for Northfield as well.
Mm-hmm. But, the important part of the strategic plan, maybe the most important part, is, mm-hmm. is action. Yeah. It plans a plan. Nothing happens until it happens, really. Mm-hmm. What are the action steps that you're looking in the near future within the plan? I think the plan goes for two or three more years. Within that time frame, what are the action steps that you'd like to take?
I think one of the first things that we're going to do is we're going to, it says in here, and this is a fluid document. It's nothing as written in stone here, but one of the most important things that we could do is review what's been done historically. Bring all the different players to the table, get them in the same room, and get them thinking about how can we move this forward. You're not going to be we as a city shouldn't ever, really, but we should be bringing our partners to the table. The round table, the Northfield Downtown Development Corporation, City Planning Commission, EDA, the Riverfront expansion is in the EDA's plan as well. So there's some strong connection there. So I think that once we do that and we highlight some different areas where there's some possibility, then you go to working with even the private, bringing the private business owners in. And maybe there's some public-private partnership. Okay. The Milltowns Trail, or what we can do with our city parks. Identifying those things and making sure that we've got all the voices at the table, so that strong collaboration, right, will move us forward. And we've got great city staff to implement it and help us bring everybody together. And we're really uniquely set, but in this period of time, we've got a great council, we've got great staff, and there's such great potential here. We've got our plan. Now it's a matter of, like you said, implement it.
It's beautifully said. And I'd like to add one thing, going back a step. In Northfield, there is a lot of very reasonable talk about, planning, another plan. And even Jim Harride's memo in 1979 talks about the plans then for the railroad, right? But my political experience, if you don't have an articulated plan, like a game plan, it's really a game plan. It's not a game, but you're not going to get to where you need to go. And what Rhonda mentioned, our excellent staff, now this plan is integrating, we're all following it. So we've already started action on the river with the green light that the mayor has provided, and now it has the assent of the whole council and the staff. I met with the visioning group of the Downtown Development Corporation on Friday, and we'll have a meeting today starting to gather players, make this an inclusive process, the Chamber of Commerce, the Riverfront group, and then we'll start bringing the more community residents that are brought into a contained, time frame process that knows what it wants to accomplish, the more creative and cost effective and helpful the outcome is going to be.
Couple more things. Turn my microphone back on because we're running short on time here. But for the second week in a row, Jim Harride has been mentioned by a council person. Councillor Colby last week brought up Jim, too. So I'd just like to say, Jim, thank you. You've made a difference in this town. All your hard work.
Gosh, yes, yeah.
The second thing is, when you're talking about the river, especially recreation, you mentioned Lanesboro. They have biking, the wonderful trails. Yeah. They have the tubing and the kayaking and such. The big elephant in the room is we have a dam that kind of stops everything right in the middle of town. Mm-hmm. Any plans at this point on what to do? You're dealing with a private company and such, and that's not easy.
Right. We should be really clear about that. There are no plans to remove that dam. It's not part of this discussion. We're aware of it, of course, and that's sort of the creative challenge that Northfield is going to figure out how to, especially for recreational use. That's owned by Multimill, as we all know. Mm-hmm. So it's an obstacle, but on the other hand, it's a place, it's a stop making it. Were it not for the dam, canoes and kayaks would continue downriver and not maybe stop in Northfield and spend time and money and enjoy and move here. So we will find the way to cost effectively get kayaks and canoes and people safely over and around the dam, but in a way where they may stay and linger for a while. Mm-hmm. And I, for myself, as a member of the Milltowns Trail effort, I would say I'm trying to do this same thing with our trail. Direct the trail close to town so that people will be here and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any final comments?
Nope.
Okay.
This is great. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you for the invitation.
And Mayor, we'll see you next week. And Councilor Nicasian, you're always welcome to come in as well.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Councilor Susie Nicasian.